up anything, just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231 as we launch here in hour number two of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue. We'll take your phone calls, and I have a few more thoughts about today's courtroom shenanigans here in New Hampshire. We continue, though, with James in Kentucky. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, James.
Guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First of all, are all of your entry music, is that all Megadeth?
No. Megadeth is probably the bulk of it.
Okay.
Just because they've been around for a long time, and they got a lot of good instrumental length stuff, because I can't use music that has lyrics over top of it, and they've got a, you know, like any good metal band, they like to noodle and that sort of thing, so there's usually at least 30 seconds of music in a lot of their songs that goes without anyone screaming or yelling over it.
Gotcha, cool, yeah. I've been a fan of them for a long time. You know, in my area, Hopkinsville, not only can you not take a camera into a courtroom, but you can't even get it through the front door. And not just video, but any kind of camera, still or anything, and you're required to turn cell phones off.
Not a surprise. I'm sure it's like that all across America. These bureaucrats do not want people to see what goes on in these courtrooms.
Have you ever noticed how when you flip the light on in the kitchen, the cockroaches run away? They don't like light.
You know, I was looking over the female listener shrine, and I saw someone that had been arrested for a suspended license and jailed for days. And, you know, that reminded me of exactly how horrible it is, because I, too, also got arrested for a suspended license while I wasn't even driving.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, every time I've ever been to court, I have wanted to bring in some kind of recording device, either audio or video or even still, and, you know, completely not allowed. And, you know, you mentioned that they said that they would give you a copy of their footage.
Sure, for $25 or something like that. It wasn't footage, it was just audio tape, cassette tape.
I see. I see,
there's supposedly some law that allows you, if you file like a 91A request or something like that in New Hampshire, you supposedly get it for free. I don't know much about all that, so, you know, I'm not going to jump through too many hoops just because I just don't have time. Like, the cops wanted me to come fill out a complaint. I'm sorry, I've got other things to do. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, definitely. Here, I requested that, you know, they said, no, we're not going to give you any of our video. We're not going to give you anything. So, and that was when, you know, luckily I had friends that immediately bailed me out as soon as I got arrested. But, you know, things along those lines, you know, exactly what has just pushed me to the point where, you know, I just don't want to be in this system at all anymore.
Are you a Free State Project member?
As of earlier today, actually, I am.
Wow. Congratulations. So when are you making the move?
I don't know,
actually.
Well,
he just joined today.
Definitely not in the wintertime.
Well, I mean, but how soon are you making the move?
Well, I know that it will be probably prior to the 20,000 sign-ups. It's probably going to be summer of next year.
Oh, wow, that's pretty soon. That's great, man. You start planning now, because that'll be here before you know it. I thank you for the call tonight and look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231 is the number. Always great to hear new people getting involved in the Free State Project, because it is making a difference. And that brings me back around to the discussion we were having at the end of the first hour, talking about a couple of trials, Free Staters, that went on today here in New Hampshire. There's a tremendous turnout with over 24 activists showing up during the business day in the morning at Milford District Court for these guys' trials. And if you missed what we talked about in the first hour, you can go back and review it later at freetalklive.com. But one of the questions that was asked was, well, is this really making a difference? And I have to say that it is, because even though they're still restricting cameras from the court, even though they're still being as tyrannical as they possibly can, that something has to be changing. They have to realize that things are changing. Those government people that are running these courts, they understand this has never happened before. That was actually revealed in court today, that in the history of one of the bailiffs having worked at the courthouse in like 12 years of him working there, never once had anyone refused to remove their hat when they went into the courtroom. This was the first time ever.
Yeah. I love how he said, you know, he couldn't do it for religious reasons. Of course, the judge was quick on his feet. What religion is that? And he didn't have a good answer.
It wasn't what religion, it was what were the reasons. And whatever. Anyway, so my point is that they had never encountered anyone keeping their hat on in court before. And they've certainly never encountered 24 people showing up to support somebody who was simply charged with disorderly conduct. A charge that they just slap all over the place. If you don't do something a cop orders you to do, there's a good chance he's going to arrest you and charge you with disorderly conduct, and that hardly anybody will show up to your trial. 25 people showed up today. So when these bureaucrats see this happening, it must say something to them. It must dawn on them that, things are changing out there. And something else I'd like to point out is, because there's so many people, it changes just the whole situation. Whereas the judge may have, and I don't know who this judge is, he's like the one-day-a-month judge. He comes in to hear trials that the other judge can't hear for conflict of interest reasons, things like that. He's the special justice or whatever it is they call him. This guy was relatively okay on the scale of judges, as far as one being a total jerk and one being just, you know, a fairish kind of judge. This guy was closer to the fairish range. He was still being a jerk in that he wouldn't allow cameras in and all that, but at least he wasn't yelling. He wasn't being upset and angry. He was relatively tolerant and patient in the courtroom today. He smiled a few times. So, you know, to that guy's credit, all right? But would he have behaved differently had it just been Charlie and Jesse that had come in by themselves to defend themselves?
I don't know how much. I don't know whether he would have behaved differently, but I don't think the results could have been much worse.
You don't think the results would have been worse if they'd been alone?
No. What was the good thing that happened?
Well, they could have gone. It was misdemeanor charges, Mark, so they could have gone to
time
jail.
Time served? Come on.
They got time served, yes, but they could have gone to jail. So it could have been worse. And I think that it's obvious these bureaucrats change their behavior the more activists there are around. Now, certainly they want to crack down.
I agree they change behaviors. I just don't think that there would have been much different result if they had been by themselves.
Okay. Well, I see where you're coming from, Mark, and I'll respectfully disagree with that.
Sure.
But the other thing I wanted to say was, there were so many activists in the courtroom that at one point during the trial, somebody said something that made the activists chuckle, and they did not like that at all. The government people did not like people laughing in their courtroom.
That's the best.
And so this bailiff comes over and moves from the back of the courtroom to where the activists
chuckling.
Were. Hey, you can't do that. Stop that. And the judge said something to them as well. And they basically threatened them. They basically threatened them with throwing them out of court, possibly arresting them, if they were to continue laughing. And I thought to myself as I was watching this happen, because I was on the other side of the court at that time, sitting on the other side, between the other side of the aisle, and I was thinking to myself, well, there are 25 people in here. If they just wanted to keep laughing as the bailiff stood there and tried to look all intimidating at them as they were threatening them, if they just kept laughing, which they didn't, they stopped, they were, you know, they backed down, and that's fine. If they just kept laughing, they didn't have enough people in that building to arrest them all. Sure, they could have picked out a couple of them, made examples out of them, and I'm sure they would have. But my point is that once you get enough people involved, everything changes. And I believe that that is what's happening. What happens when it's 50 people, and then they won't stop laughing in court? What happens then? What happens to their precious aura of legitimacy then? I think that we are on the cusp of some pretty amazing changes, and I think these government guys know it. They want to stop it, they want to slow it down, they want to prevent it from happening, they want to crack down as much as they possibly can, but the more courage the activists get, the more the state will crumble. More on the way, Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. SACLCAI.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACLCAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACLCAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, SACLCAI. So just a few more thoughts, and we'll continue your calls just on what happened today in court. Milford District Court here in New Hampshire, where dozens of activists turned out to show their support for a couple of activists that have been charged with disorderly conduct. And I think that all of this attendance is making a difference. These government bureaucrats, they don't like it, but they're going to have to start changing the way they do things eventually as more and more people begin to show their support for these activists. One of the other interesting things that happened today is normally, Mark, when a judge enters a courtroom, what do they say?
All rise.
That didn't happen.
They didn't say it?
They did not say it. They'd said it once when he left the courtroom for the break that they had. But for whatever reason, and it seems like something they wouldn't just accidentally overlook. I mean, every trial I've ever attended, they've said all rise when the judge enters the courtroom. This particular one, it was quite curious that they chose not to.
Does seem odd.
Think that has something to do with the fact that all these bureaucrats are talking about the Free State Project, and they're obviously sharing information with one another, and they probably have talked, for instance, between the district courts. There are only so many of them, right? They've talked, most likely, about how to handle this. And one of the ways to avoid being embarrassed about people not standing for you when you enter the room is to not ask them, not demand that they stand in the first place, right?
Does sound interesting.
Speculation, obviously, on my part, but it was certainly an interesting observation from today. Plus, again, people were laughing in the courtroom. I expect to see more of that happen in the future. As the crowd grows in the courtroom, they'll become more brazen. And the activists will become more able. They'll feel more comfortable doing things like not standing or laughing during the actual trial. And again, to the judge's credit, he was being relatively friendly. On the scale of judges, he was probably one of the better ones I've seen in New Hampshire so far. At one point, Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com, an occasional co-host on this show, was up testifying in Jesse's trial, and at the end, he had mentioned during his testimony that he was a cartoonist and he did a webcomic. And the judge asked him after his testimony was over what his website was. And so it was quite an amusing moment, and I would say the highlight of the entire trial when Dale got to utter anarchyinyourhead.com in front of the courtroom. I just found that really fun.
Like that, huh?
And the judge seemed to be amused by it. He smiled, and then he asked if he'd ever been published in the newspaper. And, of course, Dale had been published in the newspaper. Dale drew a comic about that very courtroom. It was a different judge, but he drew a comic about that very same court when they threw Lauren Canario in jail for, I forget what it was, but essentially for not obeying. They threw Lauren in jail a while back. His comic made the front page of the local newspaper. So I think the judge actually realized that's who he was talking to, and he seemed amused by the entire thing. It was a very interesting day, and a lot of activists turned out. So if you find this interesting, if you find this exciting, the idea that people are actually standing up for one another when it comes to being as free as possible and helping back each other up when the government comes after you, this is where it's happening. I mean, could you imagine anything like this happening where you live if it's not in New Hampshire? Really? Anybody out there? Is this happening anywhere else but New Hampshire? Dozens of activists showing up to back one another up when they go to court? Next week it's going to happen again. Next week on the 3rd, that's Tuesday morning, here in Keene, at the district court in Keene, I'm expecting even more people to show up again. Because this is going to be the marijuana civil disobedience. This is going to be the hearing for that particular trial. Now, again, it's not going to be a trial. It's going to be a hearing, as I understand it, so they'll just be taking a plea. But nonetheless, I expect to probably see a whole lot of people turning out for just an arraignment. So we shall see. We'll continue bringing you the information here. 800-259-9231. Yeah, change is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. And your involvement, you getting here to New Hampshire as soon as possible, can help this happen sooner rather than later. We'll get there eventually, but with your help, sooner. All right, so we continue with your phone calls. And we'll start with Brody in Utah on the amp line. Hello, Brody.
Okay, I'm on.
You are on.
Hello, how's it going?
Just great.
Brody? Yeah, I just wanted... Yeah, you there?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk about government spending and I think there's a lot of... misunderstanding of people about how that works. I know it was one of the things that took me the longest to understand. People don't understand that government spending is capital consumption. It's always wasteful spending. And the way the government gets their money is through borrowing, which crowds out private market investments. And I'm sure you guys understand this. But I just see a lot of the people in the liberty movement and the libertarian movement on television, mainstream media, they're getting asked these questions about why these bailouts are bad, and they're not explaining it.
So you're saying government, what did you say, government borrows money from what? I'm sorry.
Well, the government borrows money. The federal government borrows all its money.
You mean from the Federal Reserve? From the Federal Reserve in other countries around the world?
Well, they issue treasury bills, you know, T-bills and government bonds and
I'm sorry. Say that again. You broke up into a digital hash. Go ahead.
Yeah, they issue treasury bills and government bonds, and people all over the world, like you said, buy them. And everybody, all that money that's going into treasury bills and bonds are not available for the free market. They're not available to be invested into the stock market or other ventures.
It's the broken window fallacy. The idea that we'll just take this money and we'll build a bridge and that'll fix the slump in the economy that we've got here, or we'll build 100 bridges. However many bridges it takes, we'll get people to work and we'll create jobs and all that other thing. The fact is that the money that they pay people for buy goods for would have been used to buy something else, or would have been put into savings or against debt that people had. So it would have been used to employ people and to enrich people in the free market, and it would have been done in a fashion that was far more efficient than the government doing, because the government takes a slice off and it pays too much for everything that it buys, and they always come in late and
they're not spending their own money.
Right, they're not buying things that would necessarily have been bought, so the world isn't being grown in the fashion that people would have it grow.
They're not adding real value. They're not creating wealth. They're just shifting money around for the most part.
To some extent, that's true. But they're also sort of trying to decide how things are grown. For instance, the government built pyramids in Egypt. Egyptians would not have done this. The average Egyptian would have, had a better life than, instead of having to give some kind of tribute to the pharaoh, who then used it to build giant pyramids that are still here today. Now, are the pyramids a good thing? I suppose from an archaeological standpoint. But what if you were one of the people that died being in forced labor having to build one of these things?
Hey, Brody, I definitely see where you're coming from and that you're disappointed with the talking heads not bringing that point up. So maybe you should become a talking head and do it yourself. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. If what you see in the marketplace is not pleasing to you, then do something to change it. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive for free. You can edit virtually anything you see there. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 18th, for 4 days of action, culminating in the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March the 21st. I've been to this. It is an amazing event. You can get ticket information at SebringRaceway.com. That's Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all.
All right, 800-259-9231. We will continue taking your phone calls, and we go to Ian in Texas on the AMP line. Hello, Ian.
Hi, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just going to talk about freedom and how this is just a dress rehearsal, and that really all the things that you're doing don't matter a whole lot.
What do you mean by that?
So,
I mean that when we die, you get to go to one place or the other, and that's about it.
Says who?
Says God.
What one place and what other?
When did he tell you this?
Well, he told all of us through the Holy Spirit.
He told us through the Holy Spirit. He didn't
everybody
tell me.
Here, everybody that's born on earth has a chance to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. And if you are not enlightened by the Holy Spirit in a good way, you go to hell. If you are, then you get to go to heaven, which you can get real freedom.
Well, I You know, this whole heaven and hell thing really bothers me, Ian. The idea that at the end of our lives, we're at the end of time, it depends on which version you listen to, but I don't think we'll know the difference anyway. So at the end of our lives, we'll be, I assume, one by one ushered into a room, but it doesn't really matter because it's all of eternity. So the billions, perhaps trillions of people that would God's going to have to cull through in order to go to heaven or hell, you're going to stand before God and he's going to say, well, you're going to hell, you're going to heaven, you're going to hell, you're going to heaven. And if you've been a Christian, you know, Jesus is going to stand there as your lawyer, and he's going to say, I'm standing up for this guy, I died for him and his sins are absolved. You know,
is that how it happens?
That's the idea. Jesus is your advocate, I believe, is at least one of the translations out there.
Is it the Christian view?
The Christian view, as it was, is this your understanding, Ian?
I think so. I think that whenever you die, you're going to go up there and you're going to see old Saint Peter. And when you get there, he's going to look at your life and see what you've done. And I don't think he's going to appreciate you just going around pissing off bureaucrats.
Are you for real? I'd like to ask you, are you for real? Are you putting this on?
Not. What are you talking about? No, the tequila I drank earlier was real.
That'll do it to you.
You had me going there for a little bit. What is this call doing on the amplifier line? Who is this?
Right, I'm like motioning to Ian because I don't want to make an amplifier look bad, and I'm getting ready to. So,
I couldn't figure out what you were doing. You have to understand what Mark was doing here. He was vehemently pointing at the amp lines, and I have no idea what
Ian
he's doing. Pointing at the amp lines.
He doesn't even make.
Do you want
attempt
me to put him on hold? I mean, the line in.
If you make any kind of sign language to Ian or mouth words to him, not only does he not attempt to figure out what you're doing, he just makes motions like what?
You'd be much better served, Mark, spending that time tapping out the message on the instant messenger instead of trying to get me to read your lips. So were you just calling for fun tonight? Anything else on your mind?
That's it.
It was a good call. I thank you for it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, okay, so he was BSing us. But the fact is, there really are people that feel that way. And there really are people that believe that, the end of your life, that you could be sent to some evil, awful, hellish place, or you go off to, the most wonderful place you can possibly imagine. And that is a very popular viewpoint, at least here in America, but it's not necessarily the viewpoint that is consistent around the world. It's certainly not the viewpoint that you and I hold.
I can see it isn't the viewpoint that I hold. I just don't believe that God would create me in order to send me to hell. it doesn't make any sense. Now, I will admit to having, signed on to the whole Christian thing at one point in my life. Mm-hmm. So if you're a Baptist, you believe that, that I'm once saved, I'm always saved. So there's nothing I can do about it. I'm strapped into the roller coaster and I'm going to heaven. But there's plenty of religions or denominations out there that say that you can back off of your commitment to God. And if so, to the Lord Jesus, I guess I should say. And if so, I've done that because it just sounds like a silly myth to me. The idea that I've come to Earth and I'm now supposed to believe a book, clearly a flawed book if you do any kind of research into it. I mean, at the Council of Nicaea, that's when they decided which books would go, which ones would stay. So it's not just the people that were, who wrote it, who were inspired by God, but we're supposed to believe that these monks that we've never heard of were somehow inspired because they decided that St. George and the Dragon couldn't make it, and the other apocryphal documents couldn't make it. The Gospel of Jude couldn't go in, or whatever. Judas, the Gospel of Mary, the Gospel of Thomas, these books couldn't make it. However, the ones that did were the good ones. These are the ones inspired by God. What am I supposed to? And more than half of the books in the New Testament were written by a guy who never saw Jesus, just never saw him. So I simply don't accept anything written by Paul as inspired in any way.
The Christian Bible is so confused. I mean, it's just so contradictory. And it's one of the reasons why when I was younger, I ended up becoming an atheist, is because of all the contradictions in the Bible. I've since become a pantheist. But looking at the Bible, and it's just confusing contradictions. I mean, they say on one hand that God is all-loving. But then on the other hand, they say that, well, if you don't do what he demands, then he'll punish you for all eternity. How can you have one and have the other at the same time? If God is perfect, and, you know, why wouldn't it be if it is God, right? If this concept of this this great creator, this supreme being, he's so supreme and perfect, what's the point in, why would he be, you know, essentially this vindictive God at the same time? It is this God that is playing a sick game with people's lives, you know, oh, you messed up too many times, now you're going to burn for all eternity. I mean, that doesn't sound like a loving, caring, perfect God at all. It sounds like a flawed God. He created a creature that could essentially damn itself to hell. I mean, that's, what? What's the motivation there? What's the point of that? Seems it's all very confusing.
It doesn't make much sense to me. The whole idea of putting the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden, the only tree that Adam and Eve couldn't eat of, and then telling them you can't eat of this tree. Yeah. And all the other fruits of all the other trees you may have, but not this quince here.
We were talking also on the way back from the activism.
I mean, what kind of guy would I be if I took little wads of hamburger, put them around the house, and then one of them I hid rat poison in and told the dog,
not that one.
I mean, what the hell?
We were talking about on the way back some of these sort of the Puritan ways of Americans and just the whole idea about the naked body, you know. I mean, again, if you believe in a supreme God, if you believe in this idea, why would you believe that he would want you to cover up your bodies? I mean, besides the obvious thing of staying warm, but why would you think that it's bad to see a naked person? Why is it wrong to view somebody in their natural, most natural of forms? I mean, it's just, the Christian religion is so just confused about itself. I feel sorry for those guys. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Well, the most of them don't believe everything that's in the Bible. So you've got this sort of
roots,
you know, this quasi-Christian religion that people create for themselves. The vast majority of Christians don't believe that Noah put all those animals on the ark. They don't believe that the world was created in 7 days. Well, days could be anything.
I bet a lot of them believe in hell, and I bet there's a lot of them that believe there are certain things they shouldn't be doing in order to avoid it.
I think there are people that things that you shouldn't be doing, but I don't think you go to hell as a result.
Yeah, 800-259.
I think you create a hell as a result.
In your own reality, absolutely. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skin care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today. millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you and it's worth $3 a month, and the perks too, you get access to the AMP only call in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening to WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hello, guys.
Hey there.
The Mormon view is that you go, after you die, you go to an interview, like, and then heaven.
That's better than a courtroom.
Yeah.
And you're judged either by, let me see, Spencer Kimball.
Who's he?
He was, or it's a modern dispensation, so he was, from the time you're born to the day you pass away, so he was the Mormon president when I was born. And it became...
Hold on just a second. So whoever the president of the Mormon Church was, yep, when you were born is the one who's going to decide whether or not you go to heaven or hell?
And his second, which would be Gordon B. Hinckley.
Sweet. Talk about being on God's executive committee, huh?
Yeah, and...
nice deal.
And they pass it on to God.
So, they make a recommendation, kind of like the parole commission does to the governor, but it has to actually be signed by the pontiff himself.
Yeah,
I see.
And I can just imagine it now, Mr. Hardinger. You can't go see God; he's busy. I'm gonna go see him.
Thank you for enlightening us tonight, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
You know, people will often, one of the first things they ask is about children. Well, do babies that die at birth go to heaven or hell?
Only if they've been baptized, right?
Well, it would depend on, you would have to be a really a zealot to say something like that. your particular type of doctrinal zealot. Most people, of course, will say,
because
yes, babies go to heaven. And, but the question you really got to ask yourself is a baby's little more than a little animal. I mean, they have a developed personality or anything like that. So, you know, when does the soul get into these, you know, these creatures, and why would they go to heaven? They've done nothing good. They certainly haven't asked Jesus Christ to be their savior. Now, I'm not saying I dislike babies. I've got one. He's awesome.
Don't some religions believe that you're born in sin or something like that?
Well, that's what religion, I mean, Christianity does, but, you know, for whatever reason.
So shouldn't he go to hell if he's born in sin?
But people aren't going to like the preacher that says
yeah.
that babies go to hell.
Right. And it's all about being liked so you can get the 10% tithe, right?
Well, most people don't do the tithing. You know, it's just not common.
They pass a plate at every church I've been to.
Yeah, but that's not a tithe. I mean, can
you imagine? It's not 10%. You're right, but
not
it's
even
money.
Close. Yeah,
it's something.
Absolutely.
If you have people in your church, you're getting money from
did
them.
Did you ever see on the internet the exchange between marquees on churches where they're arguing about whether or not dogs go to heaven?
No, I didn't know.
This one's funny. Basically, it's a Baptist church and a Catholic church arguing back and forth on their marquees,
mm-hmm.
and somebody has taken pictures of it and put it up on the internet, and I don't know exactly, but it's
wow.
about dogs going to heaven, and the Catholic church is saying, I believe it's the Catholic church saying that, yes, dogs do go to heaven, and the Baptist church is saying, no, dogs are animals, animals don't go to heaven, and basically it ends up like the Catholic God sends dogs to heaven. Come here to, you know, this church, and I just think it's funny. Because so many people love their animals, and they want, you know, if they believe these stories and believe in heaven, you want your animal to be there with you in heaven, especially at that moment in time mm-hmm. shortly after they've died. And there's that one special dog or one special animal that you can think of that that's the one I want for all eternity. And, you know, so many people think of it that way. And I was told in school, and I think it's a really great answer if you're going to give one, is heaven isn't disappointing no matter what happens. So then you get to make whatever answer you want to make up because you're not going to be disappointed, right?
You might as well make it up because that's what they did.
Yes, they did.
That's the most amazing thing about people being so gullible when it comes to organized religion. I mean, the whole idea that some doddering old man in Vatican City has the red line to God and is the only person on earth that can talk to God, is the idea that anybody would even accept that. It's just amazing. Are we in the 21st century? the whole idea that we're still here, where people are just accepting whatever it is they're told at face value. Oh, well, I see that you are wearing a priest uniform. You, therefore, must know more than I do about all things holy. Just accept their word and then structure their lives around the words of these individuals and feel guilty about doing the things that they want to do, whether it's, you know, having sex before marriage or looking at naked people or whatever it is, feeling guilty about it because somebody told them that God told them that they shouldn't do it. I mean, you're just allowing yourselves to be controlled by people that want to control you. That's all that's happening.
That's absolutely what religions are for. And I think that to some extent...
Man controlling man.
I think to some extent it's good, right? Like, if you do bad things, you're going to go to hell. I don't want people to do bad things. So if they have to believe some silly story in order to not do them,
They don't have to.
I don't.
Doing bad things.
I don't believe the story, and I don't do bad things.
Right. Doing bad things result in bad things happening. It was like you were saying before,
right.
Mark. You create
so
your own hell.
I believe God created a universe where doing bad things results in bad things happening
Absolutely.
To you. So you by doing bad things, create your own hell.
Yeah.
I understand they created these religions in order to control people. I get it, but. Yeah, you know, those religions were appropriate for those times. At this point, 2,000 years later, the Christian religion has fallen apart from a logical standpoint. It just can't hold up to science today.
800-259-9231. You can bring up your thoughts on this or anything else that you want. I like the pantheist view, which I just heard something last night that was pretty cool, or yesterday was pretty cool, the idea that not only are we all essentially God, that's a pantheistic view, is that everything, all that is, if you want to call it God, you
Christianity
can.
Christianity touches on that by calling us all sons of God.
And it does, that's true.
Pantheism says we're all pieces of God. Christianity says we're all sons of God. What difference does it make? Same thing.
Some would say that we are, in fact, creating God, because somebody's going to say, well, if you're all God, then what about Hitler? Or what about all these, you know, violent people? What about all the terrible things that happen? And
said they're all God, not all good.
Well, the suggestion is that in this realm of the relative, you cannot know good unless you know bad. You can't know what's good unless you've experienced the other. And so the idea is that we get to choose how we experience these things that happen around us. We get to choose what our reaction is, or not our reaction, but we get to choose how we experience them. If we want to react out of fear, we want to react out of love, we get that ultimate choice. And hopefully we'll make more choices toward love and joy and positive things rather than negativity and breaking people down and hurting others. And that's part of what I think the whole liberty movement is about, is showing our neighbors that we respect them and that we accept their choices for their own lives without throwing them in a jail cell and harming them. I think that's a big step toward loving one another and helping each other, you know, kind of take the next step toward essentially becoming the evolution into the God. I mean, for lack of a better term, I don't like the term God because people have it in their heads that it's this kind of old man in the sky, as you were describing earlier. So I don't like it, but it's kind of the best term for something that's better than where we are.
Bigger than us.
Yeah. And that we're evolving. Essentially, we are creating God every single moment. It's kind of an interesting idea. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Let's talk to Cliff in Florida. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
There was a call a few calls ago that was talking about the Federal Reserve and how the federal government is pretty much clogging up their window, and I think you guys kind of missed something, if you don't mind me going on a rant for about 1 minute.
Go for it. That's about all you got.
Okay. Basically, I think what he was trying to explain, and I could be wrong about this, but imagine this. The Federal Reserve has let's pretend, you know, they're trying to keep inflation from going up too far, too quickly. So basically, what they'll do is every, you know, whatever number of years, they'll add a dollar more, et cetera, whatever it is. Let's imagine they had a total of $10 right now planned out for this year. Now, if the federal government borrows $8 out of that, that only leaves $2 out for the rest of the companies out there to borrow to increase their businesses or whatever they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, I think what's happening right now is this. The fact that the federal government is borrowing so much money from the Federal Reserve directly, that leaves basically all the other businesses pretty much out in the cold. So this depression is about to get a lot worse than what it is now.
Well, certainly people are predicting that, and it's a possibility.
Yeah, I hope it's not so, but, you know, my hope doesn't matter, really.
Thanks for sharing that, Cliff, and thank you for the call tonight. Yes. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, hour 3 on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Confidential is email. Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.